All right, you're all set, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll call this meeting to order and welcome everyone. I'm Regis Obojeski, the rotating chair for tonight, and we'll do everything in our power to meet Kathy's schedule. Travis Rask is excused for this evening's meeting, probably busy with a lot of CPA crunch work, so we'll miss him. And I'd like to take a quick roll call of commissioners. Sarah DiStefano.
Present, hello.
Hello. Donna Lutz.
Here I am.
Andy Monk.
Present.
Ken Panza.
Here.
And Kathy Blake.
Present.
Okay, everyone's here. Travis is excused. So are there any comments on the agenda? Do we need to address anything that is not there that anyone can think of? Okay, if something comes up, we'll address it later on in the meeting. I'd like to get to our first order of business, which is the minutes from the from last month's meeting from April 10th. And will someone give us a motion to accept those minutes?
Motion.
All in favor?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, great. Carries? Aye. Or yes? If someone, let's say, I lost my agenda here for a second. The second item on the agenda are the town meetings. They have commenced, barely, but we started. And I would like to have a little discussion on this, but first I'd like Kathy, whom I joined at the Town of Ulster Town Board meeting, to make some comments and get a few reflections on that very first meeting of commissioners with the municipalities. So Kathy?
I attended the first meeting with Regis. And first, before I even say anything, I just wanted to thank you. I know you didn't know I was gonna do this, but I wanted to thank Regis in front of everyone, my fellow commissioners. Without you, I don't know, it was a bit intimidating. So thank you very much. Regis did an excellent, excellent job. And it also, just my own personal insight, it's one thing to discuss attending these meetings, but when you're actually on, so to speak, it's very helpful to have someone else there. So, and I think I put my name on one of the meetings, I believe it was May 7th, I don't remember, or May 5th, where I was supposed to attend alone. And I did I lose everyone? Oh,
nope.
Oh, okay. And I realized that it's certainly helpful to have a fellow commissioner there with you. And in particular, for example, there was an area they spoke of, Regis. I don't remember if I don't know if you remember, but there was an area near Saugerties that I was totally unfamiliar with that they were asking you about, and Regis knew exactly what they were talking about. So I don't know if my fellow commissioners know all of the various towns in Ulster County, but it's helpful to have someone that may know more about, let's say, I don't know, Woodstock than myself. So just thank you. And in terms of the meeting itself, I thought it went well. I don't think that they asked anything that was something that we couldn't answer. Again, it was the first meeting and we didn't have, we don't have the census information or anything like that, but I think it went well in terms of organization, the questions, the few questions that they had. was fair. Again, we couldn't give them too much information because we don't have the numbers yet, but we did inform them an approximation of when we might receive the census information. And that's basically it. I don't know if you agree, Regis, or
yeah, no, I,
again,
I
thank you though.
it was
you
great.
Did a great job.
you did too. We did it virtually.
Did they have any comments about the existing arrangement? Do they like it, or do they offer suggestions for changing? Did they have any problems with the existing?
No, they didn't. They didn't have any comments about that. There's nothing that we took notes on. Let's put it that way, right? Right, Kathy?
And, no? Right, and no, we directed them to the website. And right. If they did, Regis also mentioned that if they had any further comments or questions that perhaps they didn't, later on they thought of, we directed them to our, the email that's available, so.
Right, and we had the opportunity to go there in person or to do it via Zoom, and we chose to do it via Zoom, and it was fine. Right, Kathy.
Right. Yeah.
So that part worked very well, and as Kathy was saying, there were some questions about the town and being paired with other municipalities and that kind of thing, but I thought it was smooth. And one of the things that we did before, I guess maybe the day before or two couple days before, was we took a look at that script that our committee had prepared, and it kind of gave us a focus. We didn't follow it slavishly, but it really gave us a focus, and so that I think worked in our favor. So many more ahead. So, well, thanks for that. Thanks, Kathy. One of the things is, I want to thank Fawn for the Google spreadsheets. That spreadsheet that you put together that made it easy for us to just put our initials. I when I did it, I thought I wasn't sure exactly if I was doing the right thing or if it would stick, and it does. Mm-hmm. I looked at it recently. I didn't see a lot of initials on there. Am I right about that, Fawn?
You're correct. I was going to pull it up. That's why I was trying to see if I could share my screen. I hope I can do this. Hang on. I keep hitting the wrong things. Share my screen. I can find that. Oops, I'm sharing the whole thing. I want to share this document. Do you see the spreadsheet now?
Yes.
Okay. So we didn't hear back from all the towns. I put the dates in from the towns we did hear from. So like Saugerties, Kathy had checked May 5th and Regis had checked May 19th. Because we already had one set for May 6th, I just thought, well, we didn't want somebody to go alone, which turned out to be a good idea anyway. So we don't even have to do May, we could do June. The next step would to be like, I have initials in Woodstock, have not heard back from them yet. So what I can start to do is to like call the towns and see if they want, some towns, seem to be eager to have us to come. And I mean, it's always like that. Some are,
Woodstock is the town board is overwhelmed now with a couple of issues on the table. So they're putting a lot of things off.
That's just it. So I can do whatever, some of these dates are like Wawarsing. Nobody had signed up for Wawarsing. They had gave us several dates. Saugerties, we still need to go there. I just changed because we did the one town in red. I figured I wanted to somehow distinguish that town was finished for this round. Mm-hmm. Kind of go from there. I'm not sure. I've never tried to do this many meetings for this many people before, but I wasn't quite sure how to do it. Town of Kingston, I see, again, Kathy and Regis both checked that off. May 19th is the next date that they offered. Because you didn't put your initials by that date, I wasn't sure if that date worked for either of you. but they are May 19th. And so I thought there was, oh yeah. So it's Saugerties. So I wasn't, you know, wasn't exactly sure how to proceed with that. So that's
the Village of Saugerties on there.
I do have the Village of Saugerties. And they gave us June 7th and June 21st.
Okay.
Vaughn, could I ask that you recirculate this link after the meeting? I did a purge of my email and I can't seem to find the link now. So
I'd be happy.
Thank you very much.
It was my first time doing something, one of these shared sheets. So I wasn't sure it was going to get out. So I was so excited when I saw initials start to show up in it that it worked.
It looks great. Well done.
So, but that's sort of how I pictured this working. And like I say, I can start to call some of the towns. And the fact that you, like Donna has her initials in some of these, and like, so I thought I would reach out to Marlborough and, you know, Gardner and Esopus. If that's a town you're interested in, go ahead and keep adding your initials to that column E. And even if we don't have towns there yet, and I'll know that you're the commissioners that are, that would be maybe easiest for you to go to, or like Kathy said, maybe an area where you're a little bit familiar with the, you know, with the town boundaries and, you know, so if they do have a question about how the towns are hooked together, like I know in Shangham, the way Cragsmore is hooked, part of Warsing and Shangham are hooked together, you know, it might be important to know those, how the lay of the land in those areas.
Yeah, because those two towns are gonna have a big difference this time around, because in the 10 years ago, they had to include the prison population. Yeah. And this time around, we don't include the population.
Yeah, and it's funny,
because so that's gonna be a change.
I noticed one of the analysis you did was looking at voters too. The Watchtower Farm is in Shangham, which is a huge population. It must have, Rob may have a better, Rob or Dennis may have a better idea of the population, but it's a significant population, and generally they don't vote.
It's over 1,000 on that, yeah, like one parcel.
Just on that one parcel. And yeah, I know, like my mother lived like a quarter of a mile from there and sold her house to people who are associated with Watchtower. So there's a lot of Jehovah Witnesses in that community who simply don't vote. So looking at voters and, you know, it's going to be very different than looking at the population.
Right. I agree with you.
Well, I just was playing around with that. That was the only numbers I had.
Sure.
They don't really, doesn't really enter in to this whole conversation.
Certainly not to your conversation, but once you draw the districts, those numbers are really important to, you know, to people campaigning in those areas to look at. So it's, yeah. I mean, it's a really useful tool in another world and not your world right now, but it was interesting to see it. So
well,
I will recirculate that after the meeting.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Dawn, and thanks for sending that out again. And so when you're going to send it out again, it's not going to be a fresh one. It's going to be that one, right?
That one, yes.
Okay, because I'm not sure I would remember what I signed up for, to be perfectly honest with you. So I really need to keep that really close to my attention so that I don't lose track. I would say that the sooner we sign up for these meetings, the better. That way we all have a handle on it. And so, and everybody is, I'm sure, busy with other things, but do your best to make a crack at it so that we can prepare the towns and prepare ourselves for this. And if anybody gets stuck, you know, I think most of us, are willing to adjust and, you know, fill in and, you know, so that we can go two by two and that sort of thing. So. Okay, well, thanks. And Dawn, thanks for being so solicitous about all this.
One other thing that I hadn't really noticed till I sent the email out, because it didn't dawn on me, is that we were sending Regis and Kathy. And everybody,
oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. I saw Mr. Donaldson's remark there.
Yes.
I don't want to say that that's the first time I heard that.
An iconic duo.
Yeah, I used to get, I used to get Kathy, you know, if I'd meet somebody, like say playing golf or whatever, and they'd say, oh, how's Kathy Lee? Or who was the one before Kathy Lee? Well, I'd get her, and I'd always, you know, try to say, well, that's the first time I heard that. That is so good. Anyway, the next item on the agenda has to do with the software that we choose. And I'm especially grateful to Sarah and Andy and Travis for volunteering for the subcommittee on software, as well as Rob and Dennis and the support that they have lent to this. And it's not easy, and it's even harder for those of us who are just not conversant with this type of software. So I'm especially personally, very grateful for that. Could we start off with Sarah and Andy with a comment on what you've done so far, and then Rob, however you want to pick up with this, let's just go for it. So Sarah, Andy.
Sure. I'm sure Rob can fill in where I misstep here, but we met with two companies. I believe the first was ESRI and the second was Caliper. I think the four of us all basically agreed that they're essentially the same product for all three products are really essentially the same as per our non GIS expert usage. They all have a desktop program that has greater functionality than an online program, but in many ways the online program, the browser program, it's not a software on your computer. It provides basically what we would need as commissioners to do the initial phases of things as non-GIS experts. Also, the two we met with as a subcommittee had the ability for the public to join into the discussion. ESRI had maybe more of a built out functionality, but I think to the extent to which we're going to have members of the public, the Caliper ability to log in and create a map and people can add to maps, but can't save over files for maps. I think we have a sense of where functionality wise and mixed with pricing, what we would recommend. But I think we're still waiting on some of the final stamp of approval from Caliper, because there was some confusion on the pricing from them. And I think we're holding off to make our, official suggestion. But I think what it's going to come down to, and this is up for discussion, is that there would be desktop versions available, but we would be using a browser version as commissioners to play with the mapping. And this would really provide us with all of the functionality we would need to map, but would be missing some of the more expert tools that we would want someone who has GIS experience to run before we officially present a map. For our purposes as commissioners who don't know how to use those sorts of data tools, would be really above and beyond what we even need. And Andy and Rob, please jump in if you have anything further to say in that regard. But I think that's more or less the baseline.
Andy, if you want to say anything first before I jump in.
No, I think Sarah covered it pretty well. So I'm right there with you guys.
Well, just to say, as far as, I don't know about expert tools per se, but just processing tools, not really the analysis tools. What we found was the basic ones, as far as analyzing the quality of districts, they're there on it. And what that we were looking at were two products, the Esri product. Esri was really a standalone online product, which cost $5,300, but also had a built-in component which you could export it to a website, show all the different maps, all the districts, and allow for commenting directly. So you'd serve it on a website and people would comment. The problem with that version is essentially it would be that one license, and then the really what would happen in order to facilitate this, there is no way of getting around that $5,300 price per license, and it's all on the web, is to basically have a Zoom meeting essentially, or a meeting in person where you're basically directing staff to draw the lines in real time. The real reason why I think we're focusing on the Caliper product is that it contains, there's two functionalities, and we're having a little, I got one quote from them for $10,000, and there's another quote out there for $20,000. So that's where we're coming at. But so what it requires is the $10,000 version is a web-based client. It has all the basic features you need to everybody on the committee to draw lines. And the one big thing we found out, it wasn't just 50 users could use it, it was 50 concurrent users. So that means, in theory, if we served it, anybody in the county could log in, make a map. They would not edit over any maps. They'd have a base map to start from. So say you'd have two different base maps. One would be blank, and one would be the previous existing legislative districts, is good starting points for people. And people could come in and start their own and do what they want. And then the groups could share back what their only their completed product. We can set parameters of what could be shared back. And for example, a completed plan would be one of those parameters. What else? So
it seemed to me, It seemed to me the best mixture of at-home functionality from a browser, so we don't have to worry about what operating system you're using. So I know at least two of us are using Macs, and a lot of the desktop software requires Windows. It had all of the mapping functionality that I felt that as a baseline we need. And then it brought in the public comment without adding like a lot of money. I felt like from the Esri, the adding in the public comment seemed, if my notes are right, to be additional funds. Am I wrong on that?
Not sure about that. Story. No, the Esri one was you have the program and it could export something to the web. We just have to serve it on the website.
Okay.
So I don't know if it would be an extra cost after that. The Caliper product, so you have a $10,000 starting price, and then you have to have one license to manage it. So that's that amount. We had originally gone, so we have that price plus what the price we're waiting on is what does it cost to actually serve the thing on the web, on the server, plus customer support to install it on the server and, you know, maintenance and things like that. So that could add up. And the original quote, a base quote on that was 20. And then I got a quote for 10. So we'll see where they actually are when I get back everything. There's a big difference. There's a big difference between doing this for $5,000 and potentially 20 to 30. So, but I think if the commissioners actually want it in their hands to physically draw lines on their own, so we'll, whatever decision you all come to, you'll, the request to budgeting will need to be necessary.
Well, I'll tell you, I go along with Andy and Sarah because I'm a Mac user too. So I know you do the right thing. So, but I mean, one of the things I wanted to ask Rob was there ever a budget given to us besides being reasonable, frugal, functional? No,
unfortunately not. Okay. Last time we got a $50,000 budget, no budget at all was assigned to the commission. Mm-hmm. This time. So we'll have to go back to the county executive and find some funds.
Right. Well, if we my do preference, that.
Sorry. Since I've said before, I want the full package that I can run on my computer. I don't have any problem with Windows. I'm fully equipped with more than a capability for running any sort of Windows program.
I believe if we use the caliper on
I don't want to just have to deal through the web.
I think though that it would be it's a program. It's not like you're it's not really dealing through the web. I mean, it's a full program that you're just accessing through a browser, if that makes sense.
It's probably a JavaScript type of program. I mean, I want the full program on the computer. I don't want to have to deal with a subset on the web.
It would be a full
and I think I've said that program. You know, the last two or three meetings that, you know, as you go through discussion.
You did, Ken. And I think that in our research of it, we found that it is really a full program. It's just you're accessing it on a browser versus a, you know, a desktop, you know, program.
There's a huge difference in those two environments.
I guess I'm curious. What is the? Can I ask what the desire is to have it as a like a desktop program versus a browser?
I want the full capability. I don't want a subset of the capability.
But I understand that completely. But I suppose is what we're trying to explain is
my position. I'm not here to defend it. That's the position of what I want.
You can
deny it. You don't have to agree with me. But that's what my position is.
I'm saying I hear you. I'm just trying to, as the subcommittee, to understand the motivation so that we can then come to a solution. Because if I don't understand your motivation behind wanting every tool, then it's hard for me to go and ask the companies how we can adjust to assuage your concern or to get you, you know, a version of that. I'm just asking for what the motivation is behind one or the other.
I have no reason to explain a motivation beyond that. I want the full capability.
Well, I think the committee is going to do their very best on it, Ken. I think you can.
I don't run a Mac, so I don't have the same problems that people with Macs do.
Sure.
I think we're trying to find a way to be fair to all of the commissioners while also realizing that we don't have any budget. So to spend an additional $5,000 or $10,000 so that one
if the county's not willing us to give us the tools I need to do this job, then the question is, why am I here?
I think it's that we all have the same tools to do the job too. And I don't think you're losing any tools by having one or the other is what I'm trying to explain.
I express my opinion and I expect that that's what I will receive as a result of the subcommittee work. Whatever program you choose, I want the full capability.
Oh, other than that, Ken, other than the sky is the limit, you know, I think the committee is going to do their best to come up with a functionality that really, really suits the purpose. So I think everybody's heard it loud and clear. Every meeting you were very clear on that. So I think they'll take that into consideration. So.
Yeah, I agree, Regis. Ken, you've been very clear about what it is that you do want. I think the issue is that we need to justify that extra expense if we are going to, in fact, spend those additional funds. And I hear that you are totally uninterested in explaining your reasoning behind wanting that software, and you are within your rights to do that. Just know that that makes it a little harder for us to justify that additional expense if, in fact,
this is a 10-year project on a foundation of democracy. Whatever we need to spend, the legislature needs to provide it.
Right. I think the issue is that we don't actually need to spend that additional
money. If they do?
Yeah, I think it's that we don't necessarily need to spend that amount of money in order to get the job done appropriately. And that's why it would help to understand the motivation, because perhaps the motivation is...
There's no reason to keep continuing the discussion. I mean, I've stated my position.
I completely disagree with you. I think that.
Yeah.
I think it would just help us to understand.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It matters to me.
The proposal that meets the requirements.
I think we can safely say we're going to move on here. And Rob, is there anything more that you have to add? And by the way, you've been really great with us, and you've done, you know, such a remarkable job providing a level of detail that's way over my head.
I don't think I have anything else to report. I'm waiting on those numbers. All I can say is, as far as the programs, you know, 10 years ago, nobody on the commission actually drew their own line. So whatever we use, you'll actually have a lot more ability to do actually make lines on your own than the last commission did. So, and any program that we do have will allow you to fully make and analyze your district.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank everyone. And Dennis for your work on this and Mike Baden, you know, from the town of Rochester, the experience that you gave us from 10 years ago was valuable to me. And so we're happy to have you on board with all of this too. So thanks to the three members of the subcommittee, really appreciate it. We're now going to move on to the website update. That was a little bit controversial, and we know that sky's not the limit when it comes to that. And there's even a higher hurdle, and those are approvals. So we're going to try and make this as simple as possible. And Dawn has been fabulous. I've had a conversation with her subsequent to last month's meeting, and she's given me some reassurances, not promises, reassurances that we could get the lion's share of this done. And, you know, if something needs to be sacrificed, Donna, Kathy, and I can get over it, not easily. We'll get over it. But we understand that, the format is, the existing format is fine. And so, you know, the look of that is really okay with us. And if we can squeeze in updated materials and in a sense, proudly to say, improved information, then all to the good. So you want to add to that, Dufon?
I would just add a couple of things. A couple of you sent me your brief little bios. So you haven't all sent them to me, so I haven't posted any of them yet. Right now, just your names are on that website. I'll send reminders out to folks that I don't have the bios on. Also, your agendas and minutes are up on all, you know, as you approve them, they are all up on the website already. So, and we changed the very first screen you see. So it delineates the last redistricting committee and districts and your work. So I think that's pretty obvious now on the website. That was my one big concern, is that it wasn't clear to me just going in as if I didn't know anything, what I was looking at, if I was looking at the 2011 plan or the 2021 plan. So I think we've started fleshing some of that out.
Right.
And I'll keep working on it.
No, and you're great because you know how to negotiate. We're counting on you, Fawn. Thanks for all those efforts. One of the things, just underscore something that Fawn said, that, you know, we have some control over what we can do. And one of those things is to get our little bios in. We're only talking about three sentences. I know we have much more to say about ourselves than three sentences, but, you know, that's what we have control over. We decided a while back to skip the glam shots, right? So there'll be no headshots, no photos, just words, just verbiage. And I think that'll be fine. So if you could get that into Dawn, so that she has something to post there, all to the good. Is there any new business? Any business I asked earlier? Anything that needs addressing that wasn't on this? Any old business that we needed to cover? Closing in, Kathy. No? Okay. If there is no other business to address, then I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
Also move to adjourn.
Sarah, Kathy, second. In favor? Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. This was, I guess, a record time.
I think it was.
Great.
Yeah. Well done, Regis.
We have a few more lightweight months.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everyone. See you next month.
September. Take care. Right. Have a good month, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Sarah and Andy.